The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have left his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Raise your hand if you went to the fair this last weekend. All right, like almost everyone. Okay, put your hands down. Raise your hands if you had a good time at the fair. All right, very good. Okay, put your hands down. Now tell me, what was your favorite part in the fair?
The pirate ship.
Okay, the pirate ship. I knew that because there were longer lines at the pirate ship.
I would also say the pirate ship.
Okay, the pirate ship.
The pirate ship.
Okay. See, I told you it was very popular.
The haunted house.
The haunted house.
The food.
The food, very good.
Being with my friends.
Being with your friends.
The pirate ship and the spinner.
And the what?
The spinner.
Oh, the spinner, yep. Long lines there.
Pirate ship.
Pirate ship.
Locking my friends in jail.
Oh, locking your friends in jail.
Pirate ship.
And I was locked up in jail, too.
Pirate ship.
Pirate ship, okay. Now tell me, who put the fair together? Who made the fair happen?
The school.
The school? And school building?
Who in the school? God.
Well, God was part of it, but who did actually organize the fair, put the booth?
Miss Erica?
Okay, Mrs. Erica, a lot of the teachers. Let's see.
Like, the eighth grade made it the haunted house, so like some of the students helped.
Exactly, the eighth grade class did the haunted house.
Mrs. Rodriguez?
Mrs. Rodriguez, all the teachers.
Student Council?
Student Council, very good. Let's see. There's a group of people you're forgetting.
Mr. and Mrs. Contreras?
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Contreras, very good. Mr. and Mrs. Contreras were the chairs, part of the chairs.
Mrs. Garcia and Mrs. and their uncle.
Okay.
The parish?
The parish. A lot of people, right? Parents, school staff, parish staff, parishioners, Everybody came together to put the fare for all of us, right? And that's what that Jesus and St. Paul are talking about, that each person has different gifts. And all those people came together and used their gifts so we all can have a good time this past weekend. Now, do you guys have special gifts and talents? Okay. So what do you think the lesson Jesus is trying to remind us of this morning?
We're all special.
We're special. Very good. We're special because God loves us and we have gifts and talents.
We're all, like, everyone special.
Okay, everyone special.
We're all unique in our own ways.
Very good. We're all unique in very way in our own ways. What else? What he's telling us about our gifts and talents?
He's telling us that we should be grateful.
We should be grateful for our gifts and talents and do what with them?
We should use them for the greater good.
Very good. We should use them for the greater good. All of these people, you know, that prepared the fair for us, they use their time, their talents, their knowledge of things to let us have a good time this past weekend. And Jesus is reminding us today that everyone here, every person has gifts and talents. And we can choose to be kind of lazy and do nothing with them. And that's not going to please Jesus, because he wants us to use them not just for our own good, but for the common good, for the good of everyone else. Now, one special gift and talent that each one of us have is the gift of our faith, right? This is a special talent that we have. And what does Jesus want us to do with that gift?
Share it to others.
Share it with others. And that's what we're all called as Christians, as members of God's family, as his children. We're unique. We're special to God. We're loved by God. And he wants us to share that love, and especially Jesus, with others. And that's what St. Paul is talking in that first reading. He was given the special mission to share the faith with those who were not Jews, with those who were Romans and Greeks. And he used that gift to do this. And that's today, 2,000 years later, we know about St. Paul and we know about Jesus. If St. Paul and St. Peter and the other apostles, they knew Jesus, they have faith in Jesus, but if they didn't tell anyone, we wouldn't be Christians today. So if we're going to make sure that there will be Christians 100 years from today, we need to do what our parents and teachers, the parishioners, showed us the example this past weekend. Use our gifts and talents for the common good, and especially to tell the world about Jesus.